Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Don Fotopoulos back on the show, the founder of Hidden Profit Academy. And she is the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, which is one of the greatest books on small business financial management and I've ever seen. She's a professor of business at King's College, and she's been a good friend of ours now for 6 years. She's been hanging out with us. Don, welcome back.
Oh, 6 years, Jim? Wow, it's so great to be with you.
I know. It's good to have you back as always. We've missed you since you haven't been on the last few months. So Don, we got interesting times. We're living the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times.
Yeah.
We're dealing with a situation right now that we've had scenarios like this before. We've had the attacks of 2001. We've had the collapse of 2008. We've had tough times before. This one seems to be different. And I know one thing for sure, we're responding to this in unprecedented ways. And that's having an impact. Yeah. Some of the unprecedented stuff is having an impact on the survivability, the cash flow, and therefore the survivability of small businesses. What do you think? What are you seeing? What should we do?
Well, there's no question about that, Jim. And I'll tell you what feels different to me now is that the government, you know, I lived through 9/11 in New York City, and the New York local economy was decimated, of course, after mm-hmm. the towers fell.
Oh, yeah.
There were plenty of businesses in the location that never survived. Okay?
Right.
And
well, they were blown away. Some of them were.
That are going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, so. You can't even know how high the rents are in New York City. So let's talk fixed expenses for a quick second.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have revenue coming in within 30 days, 60 days, it's going to be extremely difficult to survive. And most of the businesses that are going to survive are the ones that own their building. Mm-hmm. If you're paying rent to a landlord, we're going to see a lot of businesses go out.
Well, let me ask you a question.
It's going to be
asymmetric. Let me ask you a question. Are landlords going to be encouraged to, and are they going to try to abate rent just to keep from losing those clients? I
got to tell you something.
Because,
Don, 90 days
from now, we could be on the other side of this.
But that's exactly right, Jim. So, you know, so when you think about it, right? If you're a building owner, what would you rather do? Give up a couple of months of rent with somebody who maybe has been faithfully paying you for the last 5 or 10 years?
That's right. That's right.
It takes so long to establish a business. Why would you want to basically create a hostile environment where that business can't survive? Why would you want to do that?
Well, that's exactly right.
And this is the
ecosystem thinking that I've been trying to get across this week.
Yes,
we've got to think of ourselves. Don't think of your tenant. Don't think of your landlord as that. Think of them as partners. We've all got to be partners together in this. Otherwise, we won't make it. We've got to work together. And it's not socialism. It's ecosystem. It's the marketplace.
No, it's interdependency, Jim.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
what this is. So here's the deal, right? The restaurants that serve us in our neighborhoods are the ones that are going to be asymmetrically hurt by this. Because think about it, right? You can't go to a sit-down restaurant anymore in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey,
wow.
Connecticut, Long Island, okay? No sit-down restaurants. So they're carrying all the fixed expenses, and the only way that you can interact with these restaurants is takeout only. So you know what? Takeout once a week, takeout twice a week. And yes, it's going to cost you more money than if you cooked yourself. But I got to tell you, I'm doing this because I want those restaurants
We've
to got survive. To
do that. Yesterday, my Rotary Club didn't meet. And the lady that does, that prepared, that makes a room available to us and fixes our meal every day, her restaurant, we decided to, even though we weren't meeting, we still wrote her a check yesterday for the minimum that we promised her every week. We're going to do it again next week.
That's
we're not,
great.
Because I'm not going to
get,
I'm not going
right.
to, they're not going to cut my dues to my Rotary Club. They're still, the club's still going to have the money. And just because we didn't eat, if we expect to call her back in 3 weeks and say, hey, we're going to have our meeting again, we can't just act like it didn't matter that we didn't pay her for 2 or 3 weeks. Hold on to that thought. I need your new website, Dawn. I need the website, please.
It's DawnPhotopoulos.com.
Just like it sounds, with an F in the front. We're going to take a quick break. 20 till, right back with Dawn Photopoulos. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.